You're listening to Insight from Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruriak.
Our specials are trout avec penicillin and salmon in a light antiseptic sauce.
Penicillin? Antiseptics?
Oui. Has Madame flushed old pills down her sink or toilet in the past?
Well, sure, but...
Then Madame knows her medications are just floating around in the water for the little fishies to eat.
Ah, and that's the catch-22. You have unused medicine and prescription drugs sitting in the cupboards at home, and that doesn't seem safe. But then throwing them away or flushing the meds down the toilet can hurt the environment or taint the water. So what do we do with these leftovers? Well, there are now new collection sites in Sacramento and Yolo County, six of them. And joining us is Heidi Sanborn, the executive director of California Stewardship Council, to talk more about this. Welcome to Insight.
Good morning.
That's a pretty funny ad.
Yeah, it really was. I hadn't heard it before.
It gets the point across, though. How much of a health and safety concern is the disposal of medications?
Well, I think it's unknown on the back end as far as what's actually in the water and the impact it's going to have on our health. But we do know that our water treatment plants cannot process out all the medications that are being disposed of and ending up in our water system.
So we have $225 billion in medications prescribed each year. Is that nationally?
Yes.
And that's supposed to be $550 billion per year by 2017.
Doubling. Yeah.
What's the estimated volume of leftovers, lingering medications?
Well, that's really the big question because that's a moving target. This is what we call a consumable product. It's meant to be used and taken. So we really never know how many people have an allergic reaction and can't take it, or a medication doesn't work, for example, anymore, so they switch medications. And we've also seen a change in prescribing where we're seeing more people getting 3-month automatic refills instead of just getting 1 month, so they may have more now than they used to. Plus, we have an aging population. So it's a moving target. We're really unsure. We just know that if we make a program convenient and free at end of life, people generally will participate in the program.
Through the years, I remember different suggestions, wrap things up tightly and throw them away sealed. It seems to me, Heidi, that even a couple decades ago, we were told to wet things down with water and flush them. And today, none of those solutions are good, are they?
Well, according to the EPA, they put out a finding last fall that said the best possible option is to collect these medications and send them to an EPA-permitted incinerator. So that is the safest option. There are other options. It is legal to dispose of them in the trash. Unfortunately, we see poisonings every year from pets and children who end up getting into the trash. And then we're not sure. We have studies that show in Maine, at least, that the leachate from landfills does contain some pharmaceuticals. Those ultimately do end up in our treatment plants, which once again cannot process them out.
Who knows how to find an official EPA incinerator? I wouldn't even know where to begin.
Well, that's why we set up this turnkey program. We made it nice and easy. And there are hazardous waste haulers who do pick these up and know exactly what to do.
Okay, so let's talk about these new sites. Where are they? Who are they?
Oh, we're just so grateful that we had all these sites are actually paying for the end-of-life disposal, except for the sheriff's station. They're using the DEA biannual events to pay for their medications. But we have the Eagle Drug in Winters, El Macero Pharmacy in Davis, the Jefferson Pharmacy in West Sacramento, so those three are all in yellow. And in Sacramento counties, we have the South Sacramento Pharmacy on Franklin Boulevard, the Cal State Pharmacy on the University campus, and then, of course, the Sac County Sheriff's Station, the North Patrol Division on Garfield.
We've posted the list on our website, and this actually prompted a lively discussion amongst our own news staff yesterday.
Oh, good.
Because there are colleagues of mine who have taken medications to pharmacies only to have a pharmacy say, no, I don't want them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, we've had, that's why I really want to tell the public, we greatly appreciate the pharmacies who did agree to do this because through a grant from the Rose Foundation, we provided the $800 bin and they're paying for the disposal. This is a program that's environmentally and economically sustainable. The big issue is we know how to do these programs. We don't have the funding to do them. So I got a Rose Foundation grant to help us get started here in Sacramento and Yolo and expand based off the government programs at the landfills and so forth. But we really need more convenience or else the public just can't participate. Many people have disability issues as well and simply can't get to inconvenient locations.
So, Heidi, this is six locations in two different counties. And I understand that you're very excited about it, but it still leaves a lot of counties and a lot of people with a lot of unused medications. What do the rest of us do?
Well, if you can help us, we would like to get more funding to get more sites. We need more hosts for bins. I'd love to have the hospitals help us. We've been talking to some of the local hospitals, medical groups, pharmaceutical companies. At this point, basically, it's the government and the host pharmacies that have been paying for these programs. We'd love more participants because we need more convenience. In Canada, the programs are paid for by the pharmaceutical companies themselves, and they have 96% participation by the pharmacies in British Columbia, for example. And that makes it extremely convenient.
You're listening to Heidi Sanborn. She's the executive director of the California Stewardship Council. And she's been approaching a collaboration in dealing with this issue of unwanted medicines and prescription drugs. We've talked about the leftovers sitting there. There are other issues that are tangents. You don't want them in the house if there's a risk of a child or a teenager or a drug problem or some other exposure there. There's also the matter of expired medications that just aren't good anymore. What can be done in your own home if you want to get rid of something quickly and you can't get to a center?
Well, the first thing we want to tell people is make sure you're keeping your drugs locked up, because most, unfortunately, 70% of the people who are abusing pain relievers, prescription pain relievers, said they got them from a friend or relative, often without their knowledge. So first, keep them safely locked up. And then second, when you're ready to dispose of them, bring them to one of these bins and put them in. It's really that simple. And all you have to do is dump your pills into a baggie. Make sure they're not controlled. We can't take them yet by federal law. Hopefully that's coming by the end of the year. And then your gels and your creams, you just bring in their original container and just put them in the bin.
I believe I heard you say that it is still legal to put them in the trash.
Yes.
And so how do they go into the trash safely?
Well, that's the question that we haven't been able to answer. I mean, we don't know if there's a safe way to put them in the trash. I know that there are some that feel that putting them with coffee grounds and kitty litter and other things. But what we found with drug addiction, pets and kids is that if it looks like a Skittle, the kid will put it in their mouth. And we've seen too many poisonings from this. So I don't think you can be careful enough. And I'd urge you to just lock them up or they're at home and then bring them to one of the bins.
There's work on the problem on a bigger scale. Talk about potential state legislation.
Well, there is a pending state bill by Senator Jackson, and she's out of Santa Barbara, Senator Hannah Beth Jackson, and it's to have the producers of the manufacturers of pharmaceuticals pay for the collection system, just like they do up in Canada, France, and some other countries.
And that's an interesting discussion to have, whether pharmaceuticals, the companies have responsibility for the leftovers and the unused, where that accountability is.
Right. And that's really what our whole council was set up to do, is that we've realized that the government at the back end, who've never profited from these products, we're just seeing more and more products that are banned from disposal or have, problems associated with them, and they don't have the money to deal with it all at the back end. I know the sheriffs really appreciated the fact that we provided the bin. They wanted to see more drugs safely out of the home, but they just haven't had the money, and the DEA is paying for the disposal. But it would be great to get more partners, because this is not actually, it's not like collecting giant screen TVs. These are little tiny pills. Mm-hmm. They don't start fires. There's a lot of ease to this collection program, and it's not very expensive, especially when you consider the profit margins on some of these medications.
Don't rush to flush. That's the
it.
Key phrase. And it's the name of the website, too. Don't rush to flush.
And the Facebook page.
And so the focus really is on the flushing, to keep it out of the water stream.
Right. That's the Rose Foundation. Is their whole point of being is to actually protect water quality. So that's our main focus. And we just hope this starts a good public discussion about what everybody's doing with their medications at home. Are they keeping them locked up and safe? Are they throwing them in the trash and just making everybody think, because we really can't get these things out of the water. And that is an issue.
You're clearly saying we can do this. We just need more partnership to make it happen.
We sure hope so. We'd love to do it.
All
we
right.
know it can be done.
All right. I won't rush to flush. Thank you, Heidi.
Thanks so much, Beth. Appreciate
That's
it.
Heidi Sanborn, Executive Director of the California Stewardship Council. On our website, you can find the list of disposal locations and a link to more information. And again, the website that can direct you to answers for your questions. That's at capradio.org/insight. You're listening to Insight from Capital Public Radio.